Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and it's a special day for a special week. That is because it's U.S. Open week, and everybody's eyes in the world of golf, presumably, are on the 121st U.S. Open taking place this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at Torrey Pines, the South Course in La Jolla, California. So all eyes will be there watching a spectacular scenery, for sure, and hopefully spectacular golf as well, as so many storylines are going to be played out there. And so we'll talk about that not only today, but all week long, because it's a special week for us. We're coming to you from the Mid-South Club in Southern Pines, North Carolina, which is a place we have not been to before. I've been here physically. We certainly haven't done the show here before. As much as we take it on the road, this is a unique place for us. And coming up in just a little bit, we'll be joined by Tom Pashley. He's the president of the Pinehurst Resort, and a lot of golf that we're going to be talking about. Pinehurst, of course, notorious. Famous for the beauty of the scenery, also hosting U.S. Opens, and have some coming up in the near future that we're going to be talking about as well. And this entire area that we'll talk about here in the Pinehurst area of North Carolina. So a lot that we're going to be talking about, and we'll be here all week to talk about it, and also lead up to the U.S. Open again at Torrey Pines. A lot of pines in this conversation, isn't there? Torrey Pines out in La Jolla, California. Frank Bassett, normally in another studio, and we're states and states apart. We're actually just 5 feet apart now, sitting at a table. Frank, good to see you. How's
it going?
It's
good to see you, pal.
Everything
good?
You
haven't aged a day.
I haven't aged a day. We kind of haven't gotten together since COVID, have we?
No, we haven't.
Kind of like a lot of other announcers in that it's been a long separation, but here we are.
It has, man. How cool is it being here? We're in the Crow's Nest at the Mid-South Club.
Yes.
Where our base of operation, the studio, is set up here, overlooking the shared green of number 9 and number 18 here at the Mid-South Club. Had a chance to play this yesterday, and this golf course is spectacular.
Yes. So I can tell from just looking here. I was in here to play with you, but you can tell just by looking at it. And we're in an area that's Pinehurst, which is not only a resort, but also a town and an area here in North Carolina. Southern Pines, which is exactly where we're at here at the Mid-South Club. Aberdeen area. And so a little bit later, we'll also be joined by Phil Wirtz. He's the president and CEO of the Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
Our hosts.
Our hosts. They brought us here. We're staying at Talamore, in the villas at Talamore, which you haven't seen yet. You just got in this morning.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Love it. And Talamore Golf Course. Talamore and the Mid-South Club are sister clubs owned by the same people. So,
and I understand they bring breakfast to your door.
Every
And they've been
morning.
Bringing breakfast for me the last couple of days.
And I've eaten every bit of it.
But I wasn't here.
I know. I had extra bacon, extra sausage, tater tots.
More biscuits. He's gained 10 pounds
biscuits.
In the last couple
it's
of
been
days.
Great.
Just waiting for me to get here.
Hey, you haven't been here, and I've not been here. We both played golf all over the world, but we've not been to Pinehurst. This is our first time to be here. And later today, after the show, we'll be playing Pinehurst number 2.
I've heard that rumor.
Famous Pinehurst number 2 course, and we'll talk to Tom about that when we bring him on to the next segment. And by the way, this first segment of Golf Talk America is brought to you by Arnold Palmer Spiked.
Yes, it is.
And we have our Arnold Palmer Spiked right here.
That's a perfect combination of
it
iced
is.
Tea, lemonade, and just a little 5% alcohol by volume. So we might have a few of those today over at Pinehurst.
I think we will. Arnold Palmer Spiked at a store near you. All you have to do is go to arnoldpalmerspiked.com/GTA and search on it. You can get it. Drizzly will deliver it to you.
Yep,
Instacart.
Yep.
arnoldpalmerspiked.com. Make sure you plug in the GTA. And also, as we always say at the end of these wonderful ads that we run, that it's 2021 Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee, my home, or grew up there. Malt beverage with natural flavor, celebrate responsibly, and that's the key. And we will celebrate responsibly today on number 2. You know, Tim, what I did, because we're playing such a famed golf course and historic Donald Ross golf course, I purposely left the speaker that's usually in the golf cart in the hotel room and in the villa room.
Oh, you did.
I didn't bring it.
Oh.
I just thought, that's probably not the thing to do on number 2. You know, I mean.
You mean you say you're not going to be breaking out Marshall Tucker?
Marshall Tucker, Ohio players, man. What are you talking about? Fire. So, yeah.
We could try that. We may not get through the first hole.
That's what I was afraid of. We want to be invited back. And
well, that hardly ever happens.
Yeah, it does. It's really.
Once they find out what they're doing.
We're running out of places to go.
By the way, again, we'll be talking with the president himself of Pinehurst. But Pinehurst, also in connection with this being the U.S. Open, has been the host of a number of U.S. Opens. You can go back to 99. We all remember, I think, and it still has a statue there. Payne Stewart,
yes.
Phil Mickelson on the final hole, and then
making the putt.
We all remember
1999,
clasping his face because Phil had just become a father and all those kinds of things.
Well, he hadn't. He was about to, and that's what if you read Stewart's lips, he says, "It's okay, brother. You're about to be a father."
Yeah.
About to become a father, if you read his lips. And
then shortly thereafter, the tragedy
of
Payne Stewart. But they also hosted in 2014 both the men's and women's. Remember that? So they had the reconfiguration. It was originally designed by Donald Ross, infamous.
Yep. Sand green.
Back in the 70s, yep. Robert Trent Jones updated it a bit. And then Cora Crenshaw came in a couple of years before that 2014 U.S. Open that Martin Kaymer won.
Right.
And the whole... And it's going to be fascinating to talk about Tom about that because there was quite a bit of controversy about it was and had gotten a very lush golf course, which has happened in this country. And some Europeans have kind of said, well, you're getting away from the tradition of golf, right? And there's supposed to be bumps and mars and browning and stuff of the grass. And American golf had kind of gotten really lush, right? And so they went back, Cora Crenshaw, and said, okay, we're going to get rid of like 800 sprinklers or something, right? I mean, they just got rid of all these watering devices that it just became natural. If it waters, it waters. If it doesn't, it'll be brown in the rough, and you play it out of there. And some loved that because it was going back to the original. Others were like, oh, suddenly it doesn't look so pretty. So it's going to be interesting. We'll talk about that. But that's happened at Pinehurst. And then, of course,
I want to know the water. I want to know the reduction in the millions of gallons of water.
Somebody has to save a heck of a lot of water bill, don't
they? I would think. We'll ask Tom that.
Not to be just looking to the past when it comes to Pinehurst, they also will host U.S. Opens in 2024, 2029, 2035, 2041, and 2047.
Tim, are we going to be around to cover that one in
47? Yeah, 47. I don't even know the math to know how far out that one is. Pinehurst is just a very, very special place. But
The 51 Ryder Cup was held on number two also.
I can't tell you who's in that. Was that Hogan kind of guys?
Yeah.
Was it Hogan?
Those were the boys. I wonder who all was on that team. We'll have our crack research department
kind of
look that up for
us. Byron Nelson. I mean, those are guys that, late 40s might have been there maybe. So, a lot of history there at Pinehurst. But, again, talking about what's going on now, at Torrey Pines, are you excited about this week? You think it's going to be a fascinating U.S. Open?
Absolutely.
There's already been a rumor.
Here we go.
That they're going to put Koepka.
They're not.
And DeChambeau together.
They're not going to do it.
But apparently that's not going to happen. Now, that may not have even been a question, but we've heard somebody might have asked one of them, would that be okay? Because can you imagine, Frank? It would go to pay-per-view. They would take
it would be
just
a pay-per-view event.
One of these boxing events.
Ding, ding, ding,
instead
ding,
of Mayweather,
ding, ding.
They would take these two guys and say pay-per-view to watch that round. $29.95, I guarantee
it.
Make
I'd
a fight.
I'd pay it.
I'd
Who would
pay
you take it. In a fight?
I think you got to take Bryson. I think
what?
He's just got him by weight. He's much bigger than him. I don't think Koepka goes more than 210. And Bryson's 240.
I'd take Koepka. I'll take Koepka for a dime, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You take Bryson.
Well,
if they get in a fight.
It's going to happen. I was going to say. It's like it's a real bet. Yeah, I'd like to say. I think Koepka, you know what I think Koepka's done in golf, as much as being a great golfer and winning four majors and whatnot, but what I think he's brought to it, and he's not the original, but this is, I think, what is really at the core of kind of what we're talking about. He's brought an athlete's mentality, whereas golfers traditionally got to the tour. They came from more of a genteel world, let's say, right? And it might have been more of a country club world, but even if it wasn't a country club.
Bar at the country club.
They kind of came from a non-confrontational, and it's always an individual sport, right? Yeah. So you're kind of on your own. You didn't have to go defend teammates, right? If there's a baseball brawl or there's too rough a foul in basketball, you got used to that in those team sports, and maybe you'd be a bit more physical. Golfers have never really kind of been physical.
No.
But Koepka came from a college baseball, Florida State world, right? And so he had
FSU.
That mentality of being – more of a grinder, more of a
tough
kind of guy. So I think he's got that mentality that now the tour, you're kind of maybe going to see guys going, yeah, well, screw you, buddy. What do you think? And I think that may not be a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
You say who
within reason. Within
who else?
Reason.
You're saying
who else came from Florida State that was a great athlete?
Well, Deion Sanders.
I knew you'd say that first. I mean, you're from Dallas. What the heck?
Yeah, I know. Deion.
Deion.
The guy gives himself his own nickname, Primetime.
Who is now, is he the head football coach at Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi? What's that going to do to Ole Miss and Mississippi State's recruiting?
And I don't know. I mean, it's a big notch down as far as how the talent goes. But, he might get us a few of those star guys that might want to play for him.
Yeah, so I guess. See. Well, let's get Tom on here and talk some Pinehurst.
Yeah, let's do that. So we did mention, by the way, that this segment is sponsored by Arnold Palmer Spike, but we also want to remind you that when you're playing golf like Frank and I are about to do, that is the perfect drink, as I said before. It's the classic blend of iced tea and lemonade that we all know is an Arnold Palmer with 5% alcohol by volume. Just thrown in there with real fruit juice, brewed tea. It's smooth. It's refreshing. It's an awesome drink to have. And by the way, it champions the timeless combination of those drinks so that whether or not you're celebrating a hole-in-one, you won a few bucks, you lost a few bucks. It doesn't matter. It's a perfect time for Arnold Palmer Spiked. And as Frank mentioned earlier, you can get it anywhere, any store, virtually. If you go to arnoldpalmerspiked.com/GTA, you can find out what stores are near you. And you can also go to those apps that you might have on your phone, Drizzly and Instacart, and get it delivered right to your home or the clubhouse.
Right. They have it here. So there you go.
When you finish playing.
Yeah.
So it is perfect.
So yeah.
ArnoldPalmerSpike.com/GTA. Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee. Malt beverage and natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. And I'm sure you will, just like we will. All right. Again, thanks everybody for being with us. We do appreciate it. We got a lot more coming up on the show. Stick with us because when we come back, we're going to be joined by the president of Pinehurst Resort, Tom Pashley. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back, Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett, again, coming to you from Southern Pines Golf Club.
No.
Southern Pines, North Carolina, at the Mid-South Golf Club, and a beautiful resort here that we're looking out on. The 9th and the 18th holes?
Yes, 9 and 18 are there. They share the green. Yeah.
Right there behind us. And
And
we're going to be playing golf, as we said, a little bit later on at the famed Pinehurst number 2.
Yes.
Which we can't wait. Looking forward to it. Got to get a golf shirt. We got to go to the pro shop and get some gear.
Yeah,
get something there to remember.
Did you bring your American Express black card?
Is that what I'm going to need? No.
Going to need it. May I borrow your American Express to buy some shirts for me?
I can need that. And here's a man who can tell us all about what a great place it is to come play golf and hang around and be here with your buddies, your friends, your family for a long, long time. He is the president of Pinehurst Resort. Tom Pashley joins us. Tom, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
It's a real pleasure. Glad to hear you're playing number 2 this afternoon. It's going to be quite a test.
It is. We're looking forward to it.
Uh-oh.
Frank and I were both saying we hadn't been here before. The first time you played it, what was it like? Now, you grew up, by the way, and you were born in
Augusta, Georgia.
Golf country.
Yep,
right?
I grew up in Augusta, Georgia, but had never heard of Pinehurst before. I came here as a graduating senior from high school. It was a present for my folks to take a golf trip. My brother and I came here, knew all about the nuances of Pinehurst number 2 greens. And I remember, insider tip, the putter. The putter from off the greens is the way to go.
That's the best
advice I can give
you. I got that.
Yeah, you do, because you can't chip.
Because I can't chip.
You don't want to chip on Donald Ross greens, you do not want to chip.
But back at your feet, right? So the first time you played, you were saying, what was it like?
It was very different, I think, than it is now. Back then, it was more grass. But I was just intimidated by the domed turtleback greens, as everyone calls them. But again, back then, it was had become more about the greens because there wasn't as much sand or wire grass as there was back in Ross's day. But just the history and the tradition and knowing that was before there had been a U.S. Open played on Pinehurst, but I knew that's where Hogan had his first professional win and where Nicklaus and Palmer played. So I was very intimidated that first tee shot, the butterflies. You still, when you stand on the first tee, you realize you're at a special place with all the history that's happened. So,
are there a lot of folks that are around that first tee? When we're out,
unfortunately, no. They're around 18.
For you and me, you're saying
they're around 18 green.
There should be a big crowd.
There should be a crowd. They knew we were coming.
There should be a big crowd.
They'll see you when you come up.
Tom sold tickets.
Yeah. There better not be a big crowd.
You can't wear shorts.
They have I'm
kidding.
Have a Titleist right on their forehead there. So, so you've mentioned that U.S. Open. It was before when you played. Before they had a U.S. Open. Well, now it's kind of become a place for U.S. Opens and a place that's become very, very special. How did that all evolve? How did that happen? In fairly recent times, right? 99, we're talking Payne Stewart infamously and famously beat Phil Mickelson on the 18th hole there. But how did all that evolve into where you guys are now?
It's pretty amazing to think that it's all happened since the first U.S. Open in 99. There was a senior open in 94. So I think at a certain point, you get a an audition, if you will. We had the women's amateur in 89. So you begin to host some USGA championships. And for them, it's all about the golf course, to have a championship golf course, and can it hold up to the best players in the world. So the 99 Open showed that the golf course can handle it. It also showed that the volunteer support is there, that the state of North Carolina embraces it. So 99 was a home run. When a lot of people thought, remote little Pinehurst, how are they going to handle something as big as a U.S. Open? And I think we passed that test with flying colors. It returned quickly in 05. And then the curveball in 14, we had the back-to-back. Not only did you have the men's U.S. Open, but the very next week, a women's U.S. Open. So every time they've brought us the opportunity to host a championship, it's been a home run. And so I think that led to what is now, we're considered an anchor site. So Pinehurst is going to be hosting not only our next U.S. Opens in 24, but four future U.S. Opens after that.
Yes.
Yeah. It
impressive.
Would you talk about the back-to-back? There was a lot of speculation, but will the course hold up after the new design? Will it hold up with that much play, professional play on it? And it came off after the first, you know, the U.S. Women's Open. Back on TV, here we are, and it looks perfect. I mean, how did you guys do that? That was a Herculean task to pull those two tournaments off.
And you're right, there was a lot of conjecture, speculation before it happened about how would it go and how are crosswalks going to work, if players are going to land in you know, areas that have been worn down after the first week. But all the USGA did a great job. They really focused on it, and they made sure they wanted the men to hit a 7-iron approach shot into a green, and they wanted the women to hit a 7-iron approach shot so they could truly, you know, highlight the playing ability of both genders. And so, yeah, the course, the greens were a question, but they were better. When it was over, they were bent grass back then, and we converted them the next week to Bermuda. But they were bent grass, and they were as healthy as they'd ever been.
Wow.
And so, you know, kudos to the agronomy team. Mother Nature helped out. Mother Nature, you know, was good to us. But yeah, all the things that could have gone wrong, and one of them back then was a playoff. If there had been a playoff on the men's U.S. Open, it was an 18-hole playoff on Monday. They've changed that rule since. But it just, all the stars aligned. We had Keimer, who kind of ran away with it. He was 10 under, and I think the next player was 2.
By the way, putting from off the greens a lot. Remember
exactly.
How he did the Euro thing?
I took notes.
Everybody's kind of going, wow, here he goes again. Like, that's kind of unusual for the pros to be playing that much with. I think he even used a 3-wood a few times in different ways of getting onto the green.
Hybrids.
And it worked beautifully for him. Just like it will for me later today. Well, I mean, it's the same exact shot.
If you keep saying it will come true.
Like it will, really.
I have. Boy. In my mind, I see it playing that way. That's what I'm saying. That's all I say. Hey, by the way, we're being joined by Tom Pashley. He's the president of Pinehurst Resort. And most people in your field of work are envied by their friends, right? Like, what do you do? I'm an accountant, and I'm this, and I'm that. Okay, that's fine. And then you move on, right? Okay, I don't want to even ask any questions. Hey, how's the numbers going, you know? but the job you have is got to be enviable. I mean, not only your family and friends, but it's like it's one of the coolest jobs in the world to have. Do you think of it that way? Like, man, this is really great that I get to work at a world-class resort.
It's incredible. What a privilege it is. It's something that I never envisioned would ever happen. But I fell in love with Pinehurst on that first trip. I was an accountant. I was a CPA.
Oh, great, who was Tim. Great.
Of course you are.
Beautiful.
Let's talk about the numbers.
Insult the guest, Tim. Beautiful.
So it means even more to me. Yeah.
Oh, <God. laughs>
it means even more that I was able to escape that and to if you can find that career where it combines your passion with your career. You know, you never work a day in your life, and that's how I feel. I've been here now 25 years, and it is just so much fun to welcome people to this area. And if you love it and you're passionate about it, I won't rest until I find some part of it that you're going to be passionate about. Whether it's, you know, the golf course that you're going to play this afternoon, or it's the short course, or it's the history, it's the Tufts Archives. There's something here, we think, for everybody. So we never tire of trying to connect you with the part of Pinehurst that makes you passionate.
Well, let's step back for a moment and talk about that USGA relationship that you guys have at this point and the anchor site moniker that you're wearing. Well, tell us how that came about and what does it mean to Pinehurst? I mean, you came out of the pandemic, and all this was going on while the pandemic, I guess, was killing us, killing people. And you guys were just full bore going.
Well, we've had a long relationship with them, and so we're always in a state of conversation. And their testing facility in New Jersey needed to be replaced at some point. And so I think, you know, kudos to them for being innovative and said, well, it doesn't need to be at our Liberty Corner campus, or could it be somewhere else? And so that kind of opened the door for them to think about, where does this test center actually need to be located? And then you bring in the concept of having a museum annex where they have some of the most incredible golf artifacts in the world, and they're up there at their headquarters, and they just don't get a lot of golfers coming through. And so there began to be a lot of head nodding as we said, well, what if that was here? What if, you know, you already have a built-in audience of golfers. And so what's going to be the reality of it is that they're creating Golf House Pinehurst, and it's going to be where the equipment testing center is located. So all golf balls and equipment that's tested is going to be done here in Pinehurst. They're going to have a museum, small one, a welcome center, and their agronomy team, their championship management staff, their foundation will all be headquartered here. So for me, what does that mean for Pinehurst? I think of St. Andrews. You know, it's one of the most idyllic places in golf, clearly. And they have the old course, and they have the R&A, and they have an open championship every 5 years. And so Pinehurst is now going to have Pinehurst number 2, the USGA Golf House Pinehurst, and a U.S. Open every 5 to 6 years. So it's as close as you can come to being at the home of golf, but being at the home of American golf. So really exciting. 4 future U.S. Opens, so 24, 29, 35, I'm getting
41.
41, 47. Thank you,
Tim. Your numbers guy.
I know.
oh, no.
I'm out of practice.
Oh, no.
Somebody's lying about something here.
Oh, but I love every generation is going to get to identify with another U.S. Open champion at Pinehurst.
We have. So. Is it true that within 15 miles, how many golf courses are in this area even? Just there are tons of golf.
30
something?
I mean,
30 plus.
30 plus within 15 miles of here.
Right.
So. You know, you could play all the Pinehurst courses and stay a month. And God, it's just crazy.
I mean, we're talking about...
What about the hotel, though? The hotel's gorgeous, the Carolina Hotel, which is my good friend took me by there the other day.
Yeah.
Greg Austin took me on a tour, and we came down the road looking at it, and it was like, boom, it just opens up. It's absolutely a gorgeous entrance to that hotel, but you're adding, I believe, a hotel. Is that correct?
We're planning to add a 34-room lodge. We're in the due diligence part of that process right now. Oddly enough, you know, as one of the largest golf resorts in the world, Pinehurst doesn't have a room with a view of golf. And so as we surveyed the available land, we've got some land where currently croquet courts exist right above the cradle. So our 9-hole short course. So our plan is to build a small lodge there that would also have the opportunity to be a facility the USGA could use during the championships. We'd build a locker room there for the players. Because, by the way, during the U.S. Open, Pinehurst has the coolest driving range in golf. It's the cradle. So the players playing for the U.S. Open are going to be warming up on the cradle. And so we really think it'd be neat for players to be able to park, walk into a locker room, and then step onto the driving range all within 50 yards of where
That's
they're going to arrive. So
that
lodge would be our first rooms with a view of golf, and we're working through it. We hope to have it open prior to the 24 Open.
So open in 23.
Very nice. Perfect timing. We're joined again by Tom Pashley. He's the president of Pinehurst Resort, allegedly. Was an accountant at one time, but I'm a little suspect here. I'm wondering if that's true or not. What other stories you got? I am curious, though, with you hosting a 2024 U.S. Open, and that'll be 9 or 10 years since the last one that you guys hosted. Do you guys and you superintendents and everybody looking at it, do you change it as we look at this week at Torrey Pines, and you look at players, and you look at DeChambeau, and the evolution of golf is what I'm saying. Does it change from 14 to 24? Will it be something you guys will have to look at, or do you kind of look at it and say, you know what, we're as long as we need to be, we're as challenging as we need to be, the greens are what they are, or do you have to constantly think you have to change or upgrade or do something different?
It makes me think when we did the restoration of number 2 with Coren Crenshaw back in 2010, I remember standing out there and listening to Ben Crenshaw talk about Pinehurst number 2, and he looked at one of the greens, I think it was the 13th hole, and he said, these greens will always defend themselves. So he views the defense of Pinehurst number 2 are the greens. And so I don't anticipate much of any changing between now and 24. If anything, maybe another tee box somewhere, but there have been no conversations about it so far. The neat thing about Pinehurst number 2 and what you guys will experience today, it's the closest you'll come to playing a U.S. Open golf course the way it's set up for the U.S. Open. Normally, you grow in the rough, you grow up the rough, narrow the fairways.
Right.
The only thing, we don't have to change fairway widths now. There is no rough. The rough is the sandy wire grass pine straw areas. And so you'll be playing on U.S. Open width fairways. You'll be playing U.S. Open style, rough areas. The only difference is in the firmness and speed of the greens. And thank goodness you won't have to endure the firmness
thank you.
And speed of a U.S. Open green.
But I'm curious, going back, and Frank asked that too, but it had to be a tough decision. We're talking about the Coore Crenshaw redo. It had to be a crazy decision to have to make because it was so
radical. But it took it back to the original design.
Right. But you knew you were going to take heat. You knew people were going to look at it visually and go, oh, my God, they forgot to water today.
Or no, the last 2 weeks. People went crazy. You remember.
Like, yeah.
People said they were going to destroy Pinehurst.
There was a love-hate thing about that, which I guess you anticipated maybe happening, and yet you still went forward with it. How did that all even play out? Because that was a gutsy call on your part. I love it. I love the way it looks now. But it was gutsy because it was very different.
And so that decision was made prior to me becoming president. So that was my predecessor, Don Padgett, who played on the PGA Tour, was friends with a lot of the old tour players. And so he was the perfect person to take that risk. And he, along with our owner, Bob Dedman, and the Dedman family, decided that it was time, that Pinehurst number 2 had lost a lot of its identity. You go back and look at the old images with the sandy wiregrass areas. Those had just over time been choked out by grass, and we had irrigation. We could throw water on every square inch of the property, and you put water on sand and grass grows. And so we had lost a lot of that visual, and the sandy areas had become ornamental. They weren't really part of the field of play. They were just over there. Mm-hmm. And so to their credit, they took that risk and were bold, hired Coore Crenshaw. So you had Ben Crenshaw, great historian who I'm sure has studied Ross, and you had Bill Coore, who's from North Carolina, who grew up playing on Pinehurst number 2. They were the right guys. They found some wonderful aerial photography that showed them how much sand used to be there and emboldened them to take out 35 acres of manicured turf and replace it with this sandy wiregrass stuff. And so
what did you do with that turf? When they removed it, what happened to it?
If you owned a pickup truck in Pinehurst, you could just drive by, and it was rolled up.
Load them up.
It was like a bale of hay. And so there's a lot of soccer fields and church lawns and everything.
That are that Pinehurst.
Yeah.
Good.
And we joke about that grass. It's like, don't you know who I am?
That's my grass on your church
speaking,
right there.
Speaking of renovations, are you working on number 4 right now? Is that correct?
Number 4 is done. Gil Hance.
Done.
Yeah, Gil Hance did a total redesign of Pinehurst number 4. It's been open for about 2 years now.
Okay.
It was part of, we hosted the U.S. Amateur in 2019.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And number 4 was the co-host with Pinehurst number 2. So number 4 is a great complement and contrast to number 2. The greens sit more low on the ground, which you'll yearn for after your afternoon.
Yeah.
A lot more vistas. There's a really pretty lake that 2 of the holes wrap around. So you can stand on on the 6th green of course 4 and see parts of 15 different holes. So it's a wonderful complement to Pinehurst number 2, but it's got a very different aesthetic.
It is a phenomenal place, this entire area. And again, we're joined by the president of Pinehurst Resorts. That's Tom Pashley. But this area is the Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen area. And as we said, over 30 golf courses around here. You all have to pretty much cooperate with each other, though, don't you? I mean, it's kind of a beautiful way that it's all come together, that these different communities have their own interests and are all trying to get members or people to come and stay at the resorts and all that stuff. But it is, I'm assuming, kind of like a good group of people, like a family, that you all have to work together in this greater area to make it all work for everybody.
Yeah, we're all rooting for each other, and it makes me think we have a brewery that we started not too long ago, and I was talking to some different brewers, and they all cooperate and collaborate. And I said, "How do you guys don't you compete?" They said, "No, we've got one common enemy, and it's the big brewers."
Yeah.
So we're all trying to get golfers to come to the Sandhills, and whether they have other options, but we all want to show our best wares so that we can attract them here. And there's so much good golf, and I know you're going to hear about it from others, so much good things happening right now in the Sandhills, not just at Pinehurst Resort, but what's going on at Mid Pines. And CCNC is going to be hosting the USGA Junior next month. So just a lot of good things happening. And we're all, it's that rising tide approach, that we're all cooperating so that the area can do well. Yeah. And it's working.
So there was another little tournament that is held, still held, at Pinehurst. That's the North and South. What a tradition.
Yeah.
That's Bobby Jones, folks. I mean, it's incredible.
Francis Ouimet's name's on
Francis
that
Ouimet,
plaque.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It started in 1901, and the men's North and South started in 1901. The women started in 1903. It's a great part of walking through the clubhouse hallway is to stop at that plaque and kind of just look at the names that, again, start in 1901. And to see Jackie Nicholas is an interesting name that's on that plaque. Mm-hmm. And his father was there watching his son win the North and South.
Unbelievable.
There's some quote about, you know, he had the most rewarding win, and he never picked up a club, and it was watching his son win the North and South. Yeah, so every summer we play the North and South Amateur, some of the top amateurs in the country, a lot of college players, but some mid-ams. And it's amazing to watch them. You know, it's like hosting a U.S. Amateur every year. We get to see the world's best amateur players come to Pinehurst. And so, number two, you know, we get an annual test to see kind of how it's holding up.
We have a friend, I believe, competed in that a little bit, and that's Spider Miller.
Yeah.
Spider competed in that North-South just a little bit.
Yeah.
And former Walker Cup captain.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
So, yeah, Spider's a heck of a player. But that the tradition and history is what I love.
Right.
When I go someplace, I want to know where it came from, how the concept occurred, and usually it's over drinks or dinner. You know, when somebody says, you know, we should do this, and some of the best ideas in the world come from that. Now, the evolution of Pinehurst number one, Pinehurst number two, the course numbering, how did that come about?
I think they truly, I've never heard why they named the first one number one.
Yeah.
It made
but,
sense, though.
But, yeah. So that was in the late...
Ways to count it.
Yeah, it was a nine hole. It started out as nine holes in the late 1800s, and Donald Ross came in 1900 and redid the original nine and added nine, and I don't know when they decided that was going to be number one, but then number two came in 1907, and Ross did the first four of the courses at Pinehurst were all done by Donald Ross, and so I guess they
they just didn't come up with a name like just that's that. I think it's unique. It's very unique.
Number
one, number two, number three. So there are nine courses plus the cradle, correct?
Correct.
And the cradle's a nine hole, and you have music, and I heard you have a beverage cart out there, a stationary beverage area or
we
something?
We do. I say it's the coolest beverage cart in golf. It's called the Pine Cone. It sits under some trees as if it just fell out of the trees. It's a wood-paneled mini Airstream trailer. It's got draft beer and mixed drinks and,
how cool
and
is that?
Everything you want. And there we got these Adirondack chairs. It sits above the third hole, which is a punch bowl green. So you can sit up there in the chairs, and every ball kind of has a chance to maybe go in. So it's a great scene. It is 789 yards, nine holes, anywhere from 50 yards to 125 yards. Takes you about an hour to play, and it's a great experience. You see three generations of players out there. You'll have grandkids playing with grandparents, people pushing strollers.
Nice.
It is a really, really neat experience.
One of the takeaways from just reading about it and then talking to you today for me is Pinehurst, previously in the back of my mind, and I think a lot of people's minds, was the old stately, you know, golf resort. It's not. It's a cool place to come to. I mean, you guys have had a lot of young, up-and-coming radio people, podcasters. Everybody wants to come to Pinehurst,
yep.
And the families want to come. The misnomer, I think, about it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that, well, honey, I don't want to go with you, the wife would say, because it's just kind of a, you know, that area is just all golf is all it is. That's not true.
Correct. Yeah, there's so much more to do here than play golf, and I think our food scene has gotten much more rich. We've got a great craft beer scene as well. There's you know, spas and shopping and plenty to do. But back to your point about Pinehurst being the serious, you know, historic destination.
Yeah.
We never want to turn our back on that.
That
separates us from a lot of the other newer places. But you know, we like to say we take our golf seriously, but not ourselves. And we don't want don't want it to feel stuffy.
Yeah.
While you can play Pinehurst number two and wear your plus fours and your Tam O'Shanter and you know, tip your cap to Payne Stewart statue at the end, you can then walk around the corner and take your shoes off and listen to some music and go play the cradle with three clubs. And so it's a fine line. It's a fine line, and we don't want to tip too far one way or the other. But it used to be, you know, guys would come here, and the fathers would force the kids to come. Son, you're going to Pinehurst because, you know, you need to see that place. Now the kids are bringing the parents and saying, you're not going to believe this place.
Yeah,
so it's been a big transformation.
Cool. You know, speaking of the cradle, most people don't practice a 50-yard shot or an 80-yard shot. Most golfers don't do that, and it's the perfect golf course to go work on your short game, which is vitally important when you go over and play number two.
The sixth hole on the cradle is playing 50 yards this past weekend. Yeah. And so you're right. You know, now when you have a 50-yard shot, you can remember kind of how far you took it back on that hole. So you're right. I think it does have a game improvement element to it for those short shots.
So, you know, we love having you. Thank you for out of your busy day for coming all the way over here.
Real pleasure.
Which isn't that far, but it is, I know you're busy. But are there any nuggets? Is there anything that we can break? Any new news? Something we can leak? Any nothing?
There's a lot happening right now, and the speculation that we're always dealing with is what's next. You know, what's going to be the next big development at Pinehurst? And so we're fortunate to have 900 acres plus of land that we're trying to evaluate. What do we want to do with it? And Bill Core and Ben Crenshaw have routed a course on paper that they're really excited about, and we've kind of been sitting on it for 8 years waiting for the right time. And with the rising popularity in the game and the just the increase in demand we're spending a lot more time talking about what to do on that 900 acres. So not on this show, but maybe the next show.
The next Golf Talk America.
More definitive answers.
You can call in the second you can release it. We want you on immediately. Just call me and say, Frank, got something to talk about. Let's do it. We'll record it right then and plug it into the show. We gotta get the jump on some of these other people out there, you know?
Somebody, but something's working. We're going to stay on top of it. Tom, thanks so much for being with us. We really do appreciate it. And for everybody out there listening, any chance you get, come here to Pinehurst. And
gotta do it.
Very hospitable people in addition to just phenomenal golf at all the different golf courses around here. Tom Pasci, president of Pinehurst Resort, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to take a quick break, and Phil Wirtz, who's the president and CEO of Pinehurst, Southern Pines, and Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's got a lot to say about what's going on around here, too.
You think he knows a little bit about what's going on?
I'm out of breath just saying that.
Do you think he knows about that new course they're talking
about? Phil's going to join us and talk a little bit about that as well. Again, thanks, Tom, for being with us, and thanks all of you for listening. Don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with Golf Talk America. Stay with us. And welcome back, Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett with you. We'll be joined here very shortly with Phil Wirtz, President and CEO of Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. But first, Frank, you said you took French, right, when you were a kid?
Je m'appelle François.
In high school?
I did. 2 years of first-year French.
So that's what you got out of it right there. What did you just
that
say?
That was it.
What did you say? I know how to speak French?
No, my name is Frank.
That was it.
And the book was called Écoute et Parle, and I have no idea what that means.
Thanks to Babbel.
Yeah.
It's the number one selling language learning app. There's an addictive part of learning a new language. Frank, probably going to pick up French again. I might do Spanish again. I took a couple years of first-year Spanish in my high school days. But when you're traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family members, Babbel is a perfect device for that. Teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. So if you travel around, you get to learn different languages. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it a perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Designs for your courses and practical use, real-world conversations. Keep those in mind. And all for a very, very reasonable price. Listen to this, Frank. Right now, if you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you get an additional 3 months free.
What?
So get a subscription to Babbel. You get 3 months free on top of that. That's 6 months for the price of three. Go to Babbel.com. Use the promo code GTA.
GTA. GTA.
GTA. Golf Talk America. That's Babbel.com. Code GTA. And you get 3 months plus an extra 3 months.
That's pretty cool.
A new language. And by the way, there's Mandarin. We're talking French and Spanish. Those are kind of old school ones.
Yeah.
There's a lot of languages people want to learn today.
Yeah. I don't think they have Aborigines.
No, maybe not.
If you're going to Australia, you might probably can't take that one.
But you can choose from 14 different languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, you name it, you can get into it. Speech recognition technology, very, very high tech. Again, it's all at Babbel. Babbel.com with the promo code GTA.
There you go.
All right, so now with us is the man that I've been introducing a couple of times, but he's actually here with us. That's Phil Wirtz, President and CEO of Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
And our host.
And our host
for the week.
Being here. Phil, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Tim. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it so much. Longest title in the history of CVBs, by the way. So no, appreciate you saying
all,
the entire
all,
thing.
No.
My business card is huge.
Yeah, it is. It's
our buddy, from French Lick, Brendan Sweeney, is the director of
he makes
player
up terms
development
for himself, it's all
and
titles.
Media relations. Something.
At the French Lick Resort.
Three lines.
In French Lick. Yeah, I know. It goes on forever. Yeah.
And player development. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, you were talking about languages. I was a golf instructor in China for a short time, so I learned some Mandarin Chinese. So, you know, ni hao, hello.
Hello.
And if you hit a good shot, it's hao chou.
Hao chou.
And then if you hit a bad shot, bu hao.
Well, that sounds right.
What does bu hao mean?
Bad shot.
Bad shot.
Oh, it's bad shot.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny, we would play.
I thought ni hao was a great
player. You got a shank. How do you say that?
It's ni hao.
Ni hao. Ni hao. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all the Mandarin I know.
Sorry.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
So, what brought you here? How did you get here? You've had a kind of a circuitous crowd.
Yeah, man,
it's
been
a
long, strange trip, as they say. I started in broadcast TV news. Worked for some major resorts, including Ritz-Carlton, the beach and golf resorts in Naples, Florida. Worked for a couple advertising agencies. Worked for Club Corp. Worked for two high-end private clubs in Atlanta before I came here. And now as we get to July the 1st, I'm working for the CVB, my board. Tom Pashley, President of Pinehurst Resort, will be my incoming chairman. So how I got here, our marketing partner with Media One, as a gentleman I've known for 20 years. I knew in my first job out of TV, I was a PR director at the Grove Park Inn Resort and Spa in Asheville, North Carolina.
Gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread houses, $42 million spa, great Donald Ross golf course that they'd spent about $3 million. Chris Spence did, North Carolina-based architect, to renovate back in the early 2000s and met Martin Arms, great guy. And I was in Atlanta. I would maybe talk to him once or twice a year, once every other year. And he reached out and said, hey, I think you'd be a great fit for this gentleman who's stepping down after 30 years at the CVB. And three interviews later with Tom Pashley, Kelly Miller, Tom Beto, who's my departing chairman, who's the president of CCNC, the Country Club of North Carolina. Man, what a great place to land. I'm enormously blessed to be here and to represent this destination, which is the home of American golf.
It is exactly what we were talking about when we had Tom on about a collaboration, right? I mean, you've got different courses, different owners, different everything,
right?
And you've got to kind of pull them all together. But it seems like, I'm not saying it's an easy thing to do, but it seems like it's somewhat seamless that everybody has to get along, but you all do get along with a common goal.
It really does. And, you know, while we are the home of American golf, there's almost 40 golf courses within a 15-mile radius. So, yeah, Pinehurst, I mean, rising tide floats all boats. And Pinehurst Resort, they lead the charge. But then you've got Mid Pines, Pine Needles, and Kelly Miller, the great job they do. And they've acquired now Southern Pines Golf Club, which Kyle France is in the middle of a major restoration, which I would argue would probably be the best restoration in the United States in 2021 when it's completed later this summer, this fall. But you're right. I mean, there's a great collaboration, not just with the golf courses, but with our hotel partners, our restaurant partners, the shopping. You know, it takes a village, as they say. And so, you know, this is a great destination, and we're so fortunate, especially during the pandemic, because golf never closed. I had done another interview a couple weeks ago, and my first four words were, thank God for golf, because if it was not for golf, if golf had closed here, we'd be in big trouble.
Well, I was always going to ask you that. So you guys didn't at all. I mean, it was pretty much business as usual for the entire last year?
Golf never closed, so it was... I will tell you, though, there were 58 days. I'll always remember 58 because I'm a Steelers fan and Jack Lambert's 58. But I remember 58 days because Pinehurst Resort and their lodging, and as a Convention and Visitors Bureau, as all are in the state of North Carolina, are dependent on occupancy tax, which is 3%. So every CVB in the state has that. So, you know, for 58 days, we didn't derive the revenue from Pinehurst Resort, which accounts for about half of our occupancy tax. So that was very damaging.
Ouch.
But golf, to your point, never closed. And in fact, our video production unit with the CVB, we produced what we believe was the first golf and social distancing video in the country, which showed people, to elbow tap, or actually, I guess back then was the foot tap kind of thing. And,
right.
You know, the things and techniques to do and the start of a pandemic where you can still play golf. And I will tell you, even in the first couple months of the pandemic, almost every weekend I go over, just go through the parking lot and look at the license plates. There were people here from all up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest. I mean, Texas, Louisiana. I mean, people were still coming to Pinehurst regardless. And I think now that we're at the end of this, it seems the pent-up demand is just through the roof. I mean, we set records in March and April for occupancy tax collections, which is 97% of our business. I mean, blew them away by 23 and 35% respectively, all-time records. So, you know, and you have the momentum of what Pinehurst Resort is doing. Tom and his staff over there, they're so innovative and so creative and always doing something and always something new for us to promote. Then you've got all the championships with the USGA, not just Pinehurst, but the Junior Am is at Country Club of North Carolina this summer. You've got the ACC Men's Golf Championship at CCNC in 23. You've got the Women's U.S. Open at Pine Needles in 2022, and then the U.S. Open here in 24 and the years beyond as well.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How much stuff goes on here.
Yeah.
It is. It's. There's no other place like this in the United States of America. Nothing.
And people, anyway. So explain to people like where you say they come from. Obviously, in a car, anybody can come from anywhere. But if you fly here, for people to listen to the show all over the country, what are the closest places? Where would they fly into? Raleigh-Durham?
Yeah,
would be the
sure.
closest?
Raleigh-Durham would be the closest. In fact, where I live at Longleaf Golf and Family Club, which is a story unto itself as well because they host the U.S. Kids Teen and World Championships every year. There'll be 2,500 kids from all around the world coming here to vie for championships. So Megha Gane, who played and did so well in the Women's Open at Olympic Club, she played here. Colin Morikawa, who won the PGA Championship a couple years ago, he played here in the U.S. Kids events. Jordan Spieth has played in that. So, you know, we've got a great history there. But to your point with the Raleigh-Durham Airport, I live door-to-door 1 hour away from the Raleigh-Durham Airport. Charlotte, about 2 hours away. The Triad Airport up in the Greensboro area, about an hour, 15, hour, and 20 minutes away. So easy to get here.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, though, we were very focused on the Carolinas and a drive market of about 5 to 7 hours, really Atlanta to Washington, D.C. So we really drove that hard during the pandemic because obviously people were coming here driving. There's no international travel right now, so for the most part. So, you know, we really focused on the drive markets over the last year of the pandemic, and it did well. And obviously what the promotions Pinehurst does, obviously they're out there in a big way as well.
Is it also an important thing for you guys to get the non-golfers? So in other words, somebody comes, but maybe their husband and wife doesn't play golf, some of their kids don't, but you've got to have other activities. You have to have other things in this greater area so that if someone is playing golf, they're keeping active, and that's got to be a big challenge too, to have the restaurants and everything else be part of the community.
Absolutely, and you know, you mentioned the restaurants. If you drive around this destination, you see very few chain restaurants. There's one area of this highway known as 15501 where you see a couple of chain restaurants, but we have an enormous farm-to-table movement here. Moore County is a very rural county, and that's another part of our success as well during the pandemic, that we're in a very rural area, open spaces. You can easily socially distance. And so the restaurant scene here is phenomenal. You've got some great chefs that have great partnerships with local farmers. So chances are this time of year, if you're dining in any kind of restaurant, you're going to be eating something that was produced by a Moore County farmer.
Ironwood. Not to plug.
Oh, my goodness.
I went to Ironwood last night and spent...
Plug them.
Ironwood Grill. It's fabulous. If you come here, go there. The owner passed away. The owner and his wife. The owner passed away. His wife is running it by herself, and her son is the chef there. Mm-hmm. And spent 30 minutes with her. She was telling me the story, and it was fabulous. It's like everybody knows you, everybody's friendly, and the food was to die for. It was a great experience.
Yeah, there were great restaurants, not just Ironwood, but you've got Ashton's, Chapman's, you know, the list goes on and on. And then the local shopping as well. You've got the Village of Pinehurst, very quaint New England-style village. Tom Pache mentioned the Tufts Archives. It's a great place to tour. You've
we'll
got some
that,
restaurants in the village. Great place to visit. And honestly, if you look at pictures of the village from 125 years ago, some aspects of the village have never changed. And that's what's so cool about this destination is that while we're progressing and advancing this destination and growing, and we will grow significantly in the next 10 years, probably double the population in that time, it's still a very timeless place. So the history is very important to this area. So you talk about non-golf, and there's a lot of history here. Downtown Southern Pines is a vastly growing area. It's hugely popular. Great shopping, great dining. You've got a couple of breweries there with Hatchet. Brewery and Southern Pines Brewing Company. In fact, we have four breweries in all in the destination, and you've heard about the Pinehurst Brewing Company, but the other three breweries are all military-owned. We're right at the back steps of Fort Bragg military installation, one of the largest in the United States. So, you know, you've got a great military influence here. So you've got, you know, people that have been in Pinehurst for years, but you also have a younger demographic with the military population and their families. So we're a growing destination. There's a lot to do, and part of our job with the CVB is to bring non-golf related events to pass. We're trying to put together a nice balloon festival here at some point. And then some other things that will draw more people to the destination to stay overnight.
But see, that's also part of the challenge, is it not? That while you're trying to grow and you're saying possibly in 10 years, double the size and all that, I would imagine there's some people that say, no, keep it like it is, right? Try not to get too big, too fast, because we like the home style, whatever we've been used to kind of thing.
Sure.
Balancing act you have to have there, right?
It absolutely is a balancing act, and that's really part of, I mean, our job, and it's funny because when you say that, my job is not to get people to come and move here. We know that's part of the tourism aspect is some people may come here. Like you guys, this is the first time you guys have ever been here.
I got what you're saying.
Exactly.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
That's why my V is in there. CVB.
My job is to get here and get people to come here from all around the world, spend all their money, stay overnight, and then go home.
Yeah. So tell other people how nice it was so they can come.
But we do understand that when guys like you come and you come for the first time, it's like, man, what a great place. Man, what a great place to live and stay. So, you know, part of that and part of the success of tourism, and you see in destinations like Asheville, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina, hugely popular and always on the lists of, like, number one this, number one that. And you know, and they've grown their destinations, but I think they've done it in smart ways. So, you know, important for our county leaders and for our municipal leaders to have that vision and understanding that this is going to be a growing area, and how do we do that effectively and smartly so that when people come here for future U.S. Opens or come here with their families, they have a great experience, because it's all about Southern hospitality and making sure that that guest experience, and having worked for Ritz-Carlton and other hotels, you know, it only takes one bad experience to ruin your next 10. Perfect. So, you know, so it's important that everybody have that great experience, and that's why places like Pinehurst Resort, I mean, they get it, and others in our destination as well, that, you know, it's about making sure people have a good time and they get value for their money.
Well, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and just as a shout out to all you listening out there, do not move to Nashville. Stay away, please. We can't handle it. We're tired of y'all coming.
Let's make no mistake. You do not work for the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
No, I don't. Nashville, Tennessee. Not in Nashville, but he
I'm just guessing.
You know, Paul, Phil probably knows.
Just drive on
the
through.
The person
just
at that.
Keep going.
So,
go drive on through.
Drive on through. Keep going.
Well, Phil, we do appreciate your time. You're a busy guy, and thanks so much for taking time out and talking with us and sharing what this whole area has for all the people that want to come and visit.
If they want to come and visit, just go to homeofgolf.com. I can check out all the things to see and do and where to stay. And we welcome you with open arms in the home of American golf for sure.
Perfect.
We appreciate it. Thank you for hosting us this week. It's going to be a fun week. And I believe we'll be playing golf with you at
CCNC. We get to play the Dogwood course. I'm on the North Carolina State Golf Panel, which rates the golf course in the state of North Carolina. The Dogwood course is ranked number 3 in the state, and the Cardinal course, their sister course, is ranked 16th in the state. Both courses will host the junior amateur, and both fabulous golf courses.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Phil Wirtz, he's the president and CEO of the Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Phil. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil.
Hey, before we take a break, we talked a little earlier about Arnold Palmer.
We did.
And Arnold Palmer's spike is a beautiful. You know what that combines with? How about some steaks? You know, Father's Day is coming up, Frank. I don't know if you know that or not. Father's Day is right around the corner.
But Father's Day?
It doesn't have to be Father's Day, but it's a special time that maybe you want your favorite steak. Well, it was amazing limited-time Father's Day offer just released for all the listeners. To go to almoststeaks.com, enter the code GTA, Golf Talk America, search bar. Dad's Best Grill Pack. For $99, you get, listen to this, Frank, 28 of Omaha Steaks' favorite entrees, 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium boneless chicken breasts. I mean, the list goes on and on. 4 boneless pork chops, 8 gourmet jumbo Franks. Is lunch coming pretty
soon?
My dog
stole a Frank off the grill.
All-time favorite made from scratch, caramel apple tartlets, Omaha Steak signature seasoning packet, all that for $99.99. Whether it's Father's Day or not, you can't beat that savings. Unbelievable 59% savings right there. Again, all you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, keyword GTA, and get your big, big savings and a free filet mignon burger.
Yeah, you know, key to this, though, when you go to omahasteaks.com in the search bar, type in GTA or Golf Talk America,
yes,
and it'll pop up, and click on that.
Yes.
Because that'll get you the Golf Talk America special offer.
Get your special offer.
And they sent, you didn't get any, but they did send me a big case of them.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and they're good.
Once again, good for you, Frank.
Glad to hear
you got your free steaks.
I did, and they're good.
I got a pen when I walked in here today. So
you did?
Yeah, I tried to beat that one.
Good for you.
Guy handed me a pen, so look what I got.
Hey, let's take a break, and let's get Greggy on here.
We got Greg Austin. He's the president of AME Golf, and he's going to tell us a little bit about golf and travel, and he's a big reason we're here.
Yeah, he. Yeah,
while
we
met, out, doing all the things we're doing.
He got with Phil, and they said, "Okay, come on."
And we'll talk a little bit more about what's coming up this week, because it is 121st U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. So get a little bit about that as well.
And we're going to have new shows every day this week
with
highlighting this entire area.
Yes,
so
and talking about the U.S. Open
and the Open.
So
that's going on this week too.
It'll be perfect. Yeah. It'll be perfect. Okay. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and we'll return right after this. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett.
Hey.
And by the way, if you're into a little bit of sports betting, and who doesn't love to do a little bit of gambling once in a while, you know what? 85% of people who play those Dallas daily fantasy sports leagues, Frank,
they lose.
85% lose.
They lose. Yep.
The game's rigged against you. They have all the players against you, the lineups against you, and all the experts going up against you. Well, here's something that's new and different. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control. Winning is within reach because of that. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you against the house in head-to-head fantasy mashup. It's very unique, very different, and gives you much, much better odds. You name the stakes, winner take all, you have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time, and no one else does that. So there's a big advantage and a big difference. So Stat Hero is the place to try this out and put you in control of your daily fantasy sports betting that you'd like to do and all the different sports we're talking about, whether it's golf, baseball, basketball, you name it. If you go to stathero.com/GTA, sign for free, and right now you can get three times back on your first play. Three times back on your first play, your very first day. Go to stathero.com/GTA to sign up for free. We'll be telling you more about this in the coming weeks. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of at stathero.com/GTA. 300% match. That's amazing.
I'm on Stat Hero,
the
by
odds,
the way.
Are you?
I am, and I love it.
Odds are finally in your favor. I mean,
it's, let me
people
tell you,
don't know
it
that
works.
The odds are, it's like going to Vegas. It's
it
fun.
Works. Yeah.
They're going to win most of the time. Stat Hero gives you a real chance at it.
It is.
Check them out. All right.
Hey, guess what?
What? Something happened?
The fellow that I met at French Lick, Indiana.
Yes.
A few months ago.
Yes.
First time. We kind of hit it off, became fast friends. And
you saw him drinking at a bar downstairs, and you reconnected.
No.
No.
We were there for a nice event at French Lick. And we ended up playing together.
Yeah.
He's a Class A PGA pro, lifetime member of the PGA, and he had to play with me. So that was a penance right there, just watching my golf swing, because it's all over the place. But asking him where he was from, he said Pinehurst. I said, really? Born and bred here. I mean, grew up here in Pinehurst. And he said, have you ever been? I went, no. He said, we got to get your show to Pinehurst. That was two and a half months ago, okay? So all of a sudden,
here we are.
I get the phone call. He comes back, talks to Phil, who was just on with us, and they invite us to Pinehurst, and we're here.
And yes, we are.
So kudos to Mr. Greg Austin, pal. Thank you. How you doing?
I am doing great, man. Thank you guys for being here.
Oh, appreciate that.
Thank you for introducing us to Phil and Martin Arms and all those folks and getting us here.
Well, it goes to how accommodating the whole town is that it did come together so fast.
Wow.
And everybody does work together. It it's a special place. Been here since I was 4 years old. Love for people to see it for the first time because I know they're coming back.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Well, you took me all over the first day I was here and rode around to every place and showed me the whole town. It was fabulous.
Yeah. You can tell even just driving in like I did today that it does have a special feel, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's very clean. It's very, the tall 100-foot pine trees everywhere you look. It's just a gorgeous area. I can see why you wouldn't leave after you've been here since you're 4 years old. Let's get into what you do, too. You're the president of AME Golf?
Correct.
Which does what?
So I was a golf professional at the Pinehurst Resort in the 90s. I kind of got burned with the golf industry gene growing up here. And I always knew I wanted to start my own business. So I got the experience of the 94 Senior Open that Tom was talking about, the 99 U.S. Open, and just kind of ventured out on my own to start a golf travel and events business. So outside of a few hiccups with the economy, it's been fantastic. I love showcasing this town. Not only do I book here, I do other places, but yeah. 65-70% of what I do is here in town. And that's to the Pinehurst Resort, right here where we're sitting, Mid-South Tallamore, Pine Needles. It's just fantastic. People love it.
And so you bring in groups from Chicago, from wherever they might be, that want to come here for weekend, a week, whatever, of business slash
correct.
Golf entertainment.
Yeah, stay and play packages for the most part. And New Zealand, the UK, Canada. I've got clients from all over the world that come on annual.
The name Pinehurst has to help, right?
On an annual basis. Well, they come once and they come. Like my UK clients come every other year. My New Zealand clients come every year. They come to Augusta for a week and they come to Pinehurst on one side of it.
Wow.
So, it is just it's a great.
Did you travel to those places too? I mean, do you have to go there to recruit or find people that want to? How do you find the people in New Zealand that would want to do that?
It's I've been blessed by doing it right and doing it for a long time now. I don't even really advertise. It's so much more word of mouth and having done it right for so many years that once you start breeding the high end clientele, they kind of tell their friends and whatnot, and. Every now and then I'll throw an e-blast out there just to remind them that we're here, but the place kind of sells itself. I mean,
yeah,
it really
no
does.
Doubt. I mean, it's Greg couldn't believe that I had never been to Pinehurst, yeah. And you have never been to Pinehurst. It just
I hear
crazy.
It all the time. It makes me light up.
Well, I think the thing is about it is that it's not necessarily off the beaten path, but it's certainly you got to know how to get there, right? I mean, you're not going to a major market, a major city, or whatever. And so, I think for the most part, people that haven't been here are because you've got to make it a destination, right? You've got to say, okay, we've got to get there, and we're going to probably play golf and bring your friends and do all that. I can see why you get repeat business, but I would think in the first case of getting people initially. They've got to find out why and where I'm going and why I'd be there.
It used to be a little bit off the beaten path. Yep. It's gotten so much easier. I mean, some of the best golf resorts in the world were in the middle of nowhere, yeah. And then they kind of had to be found. I mean, I tell everybody your stress level drops 50% right when you cross the county line. I mean, and they all to a man agree to that. But it's I've seen the transformation. People bring their wives here now. And the wives love it more than the men do, and that just goes to how special this place really is.
Yeah, it is. It's the one thing I noticed when you were showing me around the town, and we say Pinehurst, but I want to be clear that we're sitting in Southern Pines, Pinehurst. But they just use the
few
name
different communities. Pinehurst is a general area.
Pinehurst, yeah. General area, but Southern Pines and Aberdeen. So, right. So there are multiple. Cities, but the golf courses are all around us everywhere.
They're all connected by three roads. If you get on one road, you're going to end up in Southern Pines. You get on another road, you're going to end up in Aberdeen. You get on the other road, you're going to end up in Pinehurst.
Yeah.
And it's just a triangle. Yeah. So it really is one place.
Do you still play a lot of golf?
A lot of game. Trust me, he almost drove a couple of greens yesterday. Yeah.
I play quite a bit with my clients. Yeah. I tend to keep my travel business on the higher end, so I will take them to. I have access to some of the private clubs in town that have been mentioned before. I live at CCNC where they have the junior. I got golf tomorrow at 1 o'clock with clients.
Yeah,
that
okay.
Enough.
You're obviously really good, right?
He is
pro
good.
At Pinehurst.
I've got my moments.
So do you have to knock it down a few gears if you're playing with guys? Do you try not to blow them away? I don't know if you're playing for money or not playing for money or anything else, but do you want to not embarrass some of the guys and you kind of have to throw up a few air balls or some missed shots once in a while?
No, he drove.
You know what?
He drove me into the ground.
But we're not the same. I'm saying
that's
if you bring in some high-end guys that are coming from New York or something.
Every group's different.
Yeah.
I mean, as being a custom travel
CEO or something, right?
But some guys are intimidated and you just sometimes it's like forecasting and sometimes it's never for money. It's a bad precedent to take money off your clients.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes they want to bet you And sometimes that means because they're better than I am. And then I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. You know.
Golf's a weird game, though, isn't it? Because you play with guys of all different success levels, right? Could be completely, President of the United States. But their golf game humbles them, and they want to almost be apologetic about they're not very – and you're going, that's okay, man. You've made a gazillion dollars doing this. Yeah. I get that you're not always playing golf, but they always kind of feel bad sometimes about
those
shot
are the ones
the
you
water.
Kind of worry about, and then sometimes I'll just kind of leave the group at a certain point because I'm not. It's not fun for somebody in the group. Most of the time it's just fun. Most of the time they don't. It doesn't bother anybody, and so yes, I will play up or down to some competition, and.
You got it out of him.
And a lot of times I've got other things on my mind. So if you're not focused on your golf game, it doesn't translate anyway.
I just assume you're so good, I'm sure, that without even thinking, you shoot par, right? Or without doing much of anything, you're hitting the ball in the fairways. You know, and there's guys that just struggle like crazy to just let me shoot in the mid 90s today. Let me not break 100. All those kinds of things, and you're kind of just like you could be on one phone. It makes me think I was playing one time with Hank Haney.
Yeah.
And good story, actually. And he's talking to Tiger, right? He's in the middle of him coaching him. And he's got his ear pods in, right, in his ears. But we're playing at his course in Dallas. And he is almost 18 holes. I mean, we played at least 12, 14, 15 holes while he was talking, going over whatever Tiger pointers we wanted to. And he's asking him questions. Hank is playing the whole time. And not missing a shot, hitting every fairway. He's putting it on the greens. He's making his putts while Tiger is lamenting him with another
whatever.
Something didn't happen or whatever. Because he's so good. Now, this comes after Hank went through his yips. He had driver yips for a while. He couldn't even play. But he was playing so automatically, like I imagine you might, that you could be on the phone, you could be talking, you could be doing other things, and you just stripe one. 290 down the fairway.
Yeah,
right?
He did it.
Yeah, without even thinking about it.
He was talking to his daughter. I swim class, like, got to go do this, got to pick you up, do this.
Straight out of the office yesterday, topped my first tee ball just to make Frank feel better about himself.
See?
I did.
That's why I always do it, too.
I had to walk to go pick it up. Let's just put it that way. We couldn't get the cart to where I topped that first tee ball.
Yeah, couldn't go into the – but I saw that, and I went, maybe it's going to be a good day. And so he dropped another one, and he striped it. Whack, you hear the compression, you see it. But Greg and I have become fast friends, and we had a lot of fun at French Lick with Brendan Sweeney.
I'm going to French Lick for the first time. I haven't been there.
He's
myself.
Never been to French Lick.
I'm going there like in 2 weeks or
something. He's
going to
love the Pete Dye.
For the first
course.
Time, yeah. Those golf courses. We've got a lot of golf courses around here, multiple different playing levels. What I always say is they're all hard. The hole's not any bigger, but some of them are just more playable than others. And, the golf courses in this area are hard but playable, most of them. I'll tell you, the two at French Lick are hard.
They're playable, and if you play the right tees, you can enjoy yourself. We have four caddies and all that. It's resorty.
Yeah,
they can play it to resort, but they can also both of those courses are championship courses with PGA Championship played on one of them, and Senior PGA Championship and Senior LPGA Championship and Big Ten Championships. They're championship golf courses. Yeah. But what Greg said yesterday when we were playing here at the Mid-South Club is, this course is fair. It's not the easiest course in the world, but it's very fair.
Yeah.
And it's very true. This golf course that we're looking at right now, the Mid-South Club, we're up in the Crow's Nest, about three stories up looking out across the course. It's very playable. Very playable.
Well, it seems fairly open too, right? There's some wideness to the fairways.
The fairways are pretty
tight fairways psych everybody, right? If you got a tight fairway, of course, that's got trees. They're like, it just makes you go to the trees. You just can't not hit balls in trees.
Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club, part of the Club Corp family. One of our sponsors, our presenting sponsor, thank you, Club Corp. But Bluegrass is just.
It's
hard.
Yeah,
it's
really
hard.
It is. It's tough to.
Well, what designates to me this is one of the best Arnold Palmer golf courses I've ever played. But if you'll kind of notice, the angles of the tees from the really good designers, like this hole we're looking at right now, the back tees go straight back into the woods where the up tees give you all that room to shoot for.
Yeah.
So it is set. It's able to be set up. We talked about the number twos, the number fours, the pine needles. they would do U.S. Open qualifying, PGA Tour school here on some of the golf courses that weren't even mentioned today. I mean, so, yeah, the better designers, which all of the golf courses in this town have named architects behind them,
right.
Ellis Maples, Donald Ross, Jack Nicklaus, Palmer, Player, Gil Hance. But as the tee boxes go further back, your angle gets a little bit, bit worse.
You come out of the chute.
And by the way, I've hit the 5-0, and I'm happy to go up tee boxes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I've earned every stripe that I have on this hide of mine.
Yeah.
And I go to the appropriate tee box.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we move one up.
That's exactly right.
Well, Greg, we appreciate you being with us. We do. If people want to know more about what you do or how you do it, I know you got a lot of business, but if it doesn't hurt, if somebody listens and wants to do what you're talking about, coming here to Pinehurst for a group meeting, business appointments, whatever it might be, well, how do they get hold of you? How do they find your website?
It's easy. It's gogame.golf.com, or you can give us a call at 910-295-6444. Like I said, we're custom. Happy to talk to anybody and build the trip of their dreams.
Yeah. I was going to say, they just tell you what they're looking for, and you can kind of say, here's what I can. You've got all the different kinds of packages, whatever. You customize it.
The beautiful thing is, Pinehurst can be done in multiple levels. Sure. The area itself, the Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen area, has something for everybody. You know, I mean, the Pinehurst Resort is obviously creme de creme, and when you have multiple U.S. Opens, you can command a premium. But, I mean, it can be done in multiple levels.
Very nice. Very All nice. Right.
Greg, thank you for being on today.
Yeah.
And thank you for being my friend.
Ah, thank you, Frank. It's been a pleasure so far. I'm glad it worked out so quickly and so well.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thanks, Greg Austin. GoAmeGolf.com. So there you go.
GoAmeGolf.com. Frank, I think we're done. Are we not?
Are we done?
I think we're out.
Are we finished? Are we out of everything? Have we done all the ads and all the reads and all the
all the interviews?
Lord have mercy. You know, we used to complain we didn't have advertisers, and now look what's
happened. I
don't
think I ever said that, Frank. I don't think I'm sure not saying it now. I don't know what I'm talking about. But
I don't know.
We got a little golf today at number two.
Yeah, we got to get rolling.
So people need to join us tomorrow, and we'll tell you. We'll be honest about how it all went.
Hell no, I won't.
Two. we're living a life for you here, baby, is what we're trying to do. And thanks, everybody, for being with us. Thanks to Tom Pashley, president of Pinehurst Resort. Thanks for being with us. Thanks also to Phil Wirtz, president and CEO of Pinehurst, Southern Pines, Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And last but not least, Greg Austin, president of AME Golf. Go amegolf.com. Thank you, everybody.
Buddy.
We do appreciate it.
Automatic one downs, double on birdies,
Frank
Bassett, and Sandy.
I'm Tim Matthews. Thank you for being with us. We do love each and every one of you. Join us tomorrow when we come back here, Southern Pines in Mid-South Club, and we'll be talking more about the U.S. Open and everything else golf right here on Golf Talk America.